Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Boy, do I have a show for you. Okay, let's get going. First of all, the prediction show will be on December 28th from 6 to 8. That's a Tuesday. You know, those are always awesome webinars. So I hope you join us to see what's coming up. And, you know, they gave me information this morning. Of course, we're going to cover politics and COVID and all that general stuff that we're interested in. But they also said that there's a predictions about faith and a predictions about intellect. And the intellect is genetic. Now, the only information I have so far around that is we're going to core belief. One, I can never be God. And what they're saying as far as predictions, and there will be more information about this on the show, they're telling me, but it's about whether you believe you are or you believe you aren't going to be the biggest factor in the creation of your life in the next year, in the next few years. Sorry, they just corrected me. Well, that makes perfect sense to me. If you don't think you can ever be the God of you, which is the God that creates you, how will you ever move into creating everything in the life you want? So that's December 28th. Boy, that's so fascinating to me. Christmas special. I know I've had a lot of emails about it. We're rolling it out December 5th. Put it on your calendars. That's when I offer my half-hour privates for $100. They don't begin until January, and there are a limited amount that will go out, guys. Because Dee Dee's very busy. You know why? Because both Born and Bubbleopaloo are available for purchase this Wednesday. And I'm so grateful for those of you that have pre-ordered it. And I'm really going to ask, after you read it, if you could go on and write a good review of both of them. That would be very helpful. If you didn't like it, let me know, because there will be something to balance for sure around that. Okay, so Christmas special rolls out December 5th. Predictions Week webinar is December 28th. And both the books are available for purchase on Wednesday. Okay, so there's a lot of hoopla and drama going on around this Omicron, I think that's how you say it, variant. And Jennifer and I were doing some work about something else, Jennifer McLean and I, and we happened to stumble upon this information. Well, I asked, and those of you that are the frequency of self-love, and you know how important that is in this work, it's the core of everything. When you are the frequency of self-love, which means you spend a lot of time loving yourself and honoring who you are, it holds the virus away. As a matter of fact, it holds all sickness away, the more you love yourself. Now, what does it mean to be the frequency of self-love? Well, like the old radios, you have to tune into the feeling, which is the song you want to play for yourself. You have to tune into the frequency of self-love. So the more you love yourself, the more you do for yourself, the more you honor yourself, the more you know you're magnificent, the more you hold the virus and all sickness away. They said that, and this is really interesting, I didn't have a clue about where we were going about this, but they said the energetic cause of this new variant leaping forward now is I have to postpone what I want or need. Which makes total sense, because here we all saw the freedom on the horizon, which is to know that we're in control. We cannot postpone knowing that we are in control of the creation of our lives, guys. Can't postpone it anymore. Otherwise, we're going to keep inviting these different forms of illnesses in, which takes away our control. Then the last thing happened when I was talking to Stephen right before the show, which, by the way, Stephen has 4 new Christmas sets on his site and 15% off. So we want to support Stephen, our wonderful producer, who's been with me for almost 600 shows now. He said something about connecting everything together. And those words threw me against the wall. That's kind of what happens to me when I hear stuff that I'm supposed to focus on. And they took us to Core Beliefs 20. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. So what that looked like for Stephen and I is, when I value myself and move into my full power, I'm afraid I'll take away time with my family. When I move into my full power and value myself, I'm still in fear subconsciously that God will judge me. And a myriad, so ask yourself, if you're totally powerful and creating absolutely everything you want, where's the fear? What's going to happen? If you can't find anything, go back to your childhood. You will. Okay. We're going to balance all of this, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. And I believe I can go to the cause. Okay, Stephen, you're going to get those other hands up for me, please. Okay? And we are going to Miss Lisa in Florida. You're on.
Hey there.
Hi, darling.
Can you tell me, I have pain and stiffness and tension in my shoulders. It goes up my neck and the back of my head where that ball is. And then in my forehead.
It has mostly to do with how you're sleeping.
Yeah, like I know the pillow. I went out and bought two different pillows now. It's just I don't know what is wrong.
Are you piling them? Are you? They're saying you're sleeping too high. So wait a minute. Okay, so that doesn't mean physically. She's sleeping too high, and that's causing her pain in her shoulders and her neck. Yes, it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Okay, well, where the hell are we going with this one? So you're sleeping too high spiritually. Well, we're just gonna follow the breadcrumbs, which means you're literally leaving your body, which isn't a bad thing. But when you're under, and this is very strange, guys, but the work has taken on a whole new again turn. So here we are. You're asleep, but you're scared to let go, Lisa. Don't be afraid to let go. You travel all night, guys. You'll come back into your body. But there's a past life fear where you're remembering a death, and you go, oh, no, 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 no. So, see, when I said, oh, no, 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 my shoulders went up to my neck and tensed up.
Mm-hmm.
So just start saying, tonight I'm trusting wherever I'm going to, I'm trusting. And I know that I'll be back in my body in the morning and I'll be better for it.
Mm-hmm.
I will have more knowledge. I will have more wisdom. I will have more insight if I allow myself to check out all these places I want to check out during the nighttime. When I say there's anything higher, I get a no, baby. Now, of course, on the physical plane, massage, they're saying, is going to help more than acupuncture.
Okay.
I know, it's a little out there, but can you just
for
me?
I like out there. That's all about me. I love that. So,
okay,
yeah.
Well, that's your acknowledgement then. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, how interesting. What an interesting start. Kimmy, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, darling.
Hello, honey. I finally, silly me, I called in, but, late. But as you know, I was let go from my job on the 16th of November as quite a shock. I didn't see it coming.
That's not true, they're saying. You didn't want to
really
work there, Kim.
What? No.
And it goes to my big yes. So now they're taking the word there away. There's a part of you that still doesn't want to work. You want to perform, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Wow.
So you've got to know what you want is to create a job that pays you well, that allows you to perform and really encourages your creative outlets. It's not an either or thing. That's not going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have your interview on Monday?
Yeah, I had it on Monday. It went well. They said that I was supposed to hear back from them on Wednesday, and I haven't heard anything. And
yeah,
now
again,
I have another.
When I say you wanted to work, it goes right to no.
Oh, wow. And I do have another interview scheduled on Tuesday with a different company.
Okay, so I would start feeling love into, you know what, I would love to do this job because it's going to financially let me be free so I can go create. Or however
okay.
you want to say it. But you've got to bring the two things together, baby.
All right. I honestly, I thought I did. However,
I get a yes
was something
on that.
And something I just needed to bring more into alignment. Yes.
Yeah. You just have to know you can do both. That working somewhere is not going to cancel out your creativity. That working somewhere will enhance your creativity until you can do your creativity full time.
Okay.
That's how I did it.
Yep, that's how you did it. And I honestly thought I was doing that. And, you know, like I said just a few seconds ago, something was falling out. So, and I need to work on that and believe that this can happen for me.
Just feel love around doing it all. See, wasn't that easy?
All right.
Yep. Love you.
That
bye.
Was very easy. Okay, bye.
Jereen, you're on, babe.
Oh, yes. My back was screaming.
Meaning what, darling?
Well, that's what I'm asking. What does it mean?
Oh, your back, you said was screaming.
Yeah.
Your back is screaming? Well, since
well
when?
It's better. Just this morning, like, wow, it just was like, wow, the pain across the back. It was just like, I got to sit down.
What is going on? Again, it's with the sleep.
Okay.
Physical, mental, emotional. No, we're going to spiritual. But it's not the same thing as our first caller. Hold on. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Wizard of Oz.
Okay. You're screaming at yourself because it's time that you really embraced your power. They took me right to you have the power all along, Dorothy.
Hey, okay.
And if we don't accept the power, then we carry the load, guys. Got it?
Yep, got it. Thank
yep.
you.
Put down the load, Jereen.
Yep.
Put down the load you're carrying and create what you want. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now do it. Don't just hear it. All right. We're going to Miss Mary in South Carolina.
Hey, baby.
Hi, sweetheart. How is everything?
Wonderful.
Good.
That's all I can say. This has been the most amazing Thanksgiving anybody could ever ask for in such a weird way. I've never been more grateful for life in my life. There, but
can we
doing so well.
Can we share with everybody
yes.
what you're talking? Okay, so Mary's husband had a severe and scary heart episode. They didn't know what the hell was going on. They had to airlift him to a bigger hospital. They did a procedure, and you know, we were texting during the time, and we just helped each other stay positive and to stay what we want and what to tell Roger and he's home now. Right, Mary?
Yes, he's home. He is home. Mm.
And doing
he
well,
he asked me to call you today.
Oh.
He asked me to tell you. He said, whatever that thing is, you get on with her sometimes? That's all he could think of. Would you just get on and tell her thank you from me?
Oh.
He said, I have been practicing seeing me well, seeing
yep.
what I can do, feeling it. And it just makes me shiver when I even tell you this, because I just came in from talking to him in his little man cave where he's so happily ensconced. And, you know, he's in pain and stuff, but he just is so grateful and happy to be alive. And he said, just tell them that this stuff works. That's all I can think of. Tell
them this stuff works. Well, awesome. Awesome. Hey, you can't say it any better than that. And the channel is saying that he has turned a big corner.
Oh, yeah.
He has turned a big corner in accepting his power.
Yes. I see it. I
Which
believe
is
it. I'm
what
grateful.
The whole show is about today, it seems like. Accepting our power and embracing walking into it, you know.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Well,
I found my power in numerous ways.
You
and
tell him
I'll tell
all
you one
of us. All of us are sending him back love.
I will. Thank you, my
okay.
love, and thank
and a,
you for being here with me.
Of course, and a big yippee and woohoo.
Woohoo!
Yep, you got to say that
you,
to no. him though. Dee says yippee. And woo, okay?
I will, and I'll replay this to him.
Okay, all right, sweetheart. Love you. Love you too, Rod.
Love you too.
Excuse me. And Mr. Paul in Toronto, what's up?
Hello, hello, hi.
Hi, darling.
Hi. So I moved up to the lake in beautiful Muskoka, north of Toronto. That's now my permanent address, and got a wonderful contractor planning some renos and make that my, you know, for the next 50 years, that's home.
That's it.
So then
that
I
was
just
a great move for you, Paul.
Yeah, yeah, and it's loving. The puppy loves it, and it's good for everything. It's just, it's heaven. It's Shangri-La. And then 3 days ago, my friend who was going to buy a property on there didn't buy it because he heard about some water quality potential problems called blue-green algae. And it's some of the smaller lakes have had problems, and it's toxic. It's a flare-up that happens in the summer sometimes. And so I want to ask Channel, is this something that I need to be aware of? Because
yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, it's
so.
If you own the property, you're responsible
yep.
for taking care of her. That's how they're putting
and
it.
And I do. Okay, okay. So is it, you know, within my power, I can create how I am, although there's a lot of other people that have vested interest in the same body of water. So, you know, am I going to be able to create beautiful health and longevity for this body of water so the property values continue to, you know, be very stable and grow wonderfully?
Yes, but,
or
but
is,
the channel is saying your focus has to be on taking care of the land,
mm-hmm.
not on the money. To
right.
loving and taking care of the land, because it's so funny. I wish I could accurately describe. It's like the land is saying, we don't like this. We don't want this.
Yeah.
It doesn't make us feel good.
Yeah.
So there are ways it can be treated. And you can explain to people that you may have to work with that also have interest in the land that financially it makes sense for you all to take
yeah.
care of this. Right?
Yeah.
It's all right to use the money in that way. But your purpose, your sole purpose, has to be to care for the land.
Be the custodian of the land, not a property
yeah.
owner, but a custodian
yes.
who loves it. And it's also by proxy healing the earth.
Yes, Paul. And just like you would have a relationship with a significant other, we are all in relationship with this beautiful earth that we call home. And we need to take care of her.
This has come up so I can step into that role in a much more powerful way.
Yes, sir. Yep. Big yes on that.
So I can stay, as I do that, I can stay here for the next 50-100 years.
If you think you can, and if you think you want to, you're the creator of that, Paul.
Yeah.
See? You're the creator.
The channel, because right now I can basically live anywhere in the world. It doesn't have to be here.
Yeah, but you chose there.
Yeah.
You chose there, and it's a really good match for you. So don't keep going back in and out with self-doubt. Okay?
Yeah. I can have that and other places. Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetheart.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
As long as we take care of them. All right. Let's see. Gina in California, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
So good to be here today. So I just ordered your books. Very excited about that.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Yeah. So I was in the Midwest unexpectedly over the holidays, and I was with my nephew on Friday, and I slipped and fell. It was icy. And I'm just curious, it's my left foot, and I'm just curious what that's about.
It's not about anything. You just slipped and fell.
Okay, good.
Sometimes it's just not about anything. I was peeling potatoes the other day, and I peeled my finger instead. And I went, do I need to look at this? And the channel said, no, it was a freaking accident. Okay? Just slice your finger.
That's a relief, because I was going to start to peel it back, and I pulled out the book I have on my foot. And
yeah, don't give it any energy. Just love it and help it heal.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Can I ask another question about work?
Yes.
So I'm thinking of going back to work, like not working for myself.
I get a big no on that, Gina.
Oh, really?
When you say you're thinking about going back to work, it goes right to no. When I say you decided to go back to work, I get a yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Well, I want to point that out to everybody. Thinking about something is not deciding to do it. Everybody thinks it is, but it's not. That's not making a choice, thinking about something. So you've decided to go back to work, and what's your question?
Just some things that I want to make sure what I really would love to do is work more in concert with what you were talking about with Paul, which is really work on conservation, animal welfare, and do the work I do and apply it to that. So that's
write down everything you want. Guys, keep telling you this. Write it down. Everything that you want. Combining, what you do now with something in that field and the love around it, and lots of money comes into you for doing that, and you're happy and you're fulfilled. Write it all down and then read it every day from your love place.
All right, perfect.
And
thank
then
so
stay awake, Gina. Stay awake and conscious, because it literally will come to you. You may have to put out some feelers, but it will come to you when you do that, guys. I witness it every day in my life, every single day. I said, you know what? I want to take December off. I've spent the whole year working really hard. I'm going to take December off. Bring me the money that I would make anyway, in any way. Well, so residuals are pouring into me. Now, I didn't know residuals were out there to even come to me. Right? So you just have to be open to all possibilities and do what the channel is telling you to do. Feel love and joy around yourself. Write down everything you want. Feel love and joy around that. And then work with the universe to make it a reality. It's so easy. Okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Exciting.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
bye.
It is. It's exciting and it's freedom, guys. All right, we're going to Shira in Toronto. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to sell my condo. It's actually a co-op unit. And to, you know, make it a beautiful space for someone to live and bring in as much money as possible. And I thought it would happen really quickly, and it hasn't. And I got one offer that was lower than I expected. So I'm just wondering if there's anything I need to get in alignment internally,
yes,
or if I just need to be patient.
There's one thing. Sheets, book. Give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Oh, I'm getting the same one again. The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Yeah. Okay. There's something that when you think about selling this, there's some sadness there. What is it? Don't think about it. Just let it. Just answer the
question.
Well,
I love it. I love that place. It's near the lake.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and
so
what you, in order to let go of the place and let somebody else have that, you have to know that you're creating something even better and more expansive and more beautiful that will serve your soul.
Hmm.
And
I've been working on that, but maybe
not
I need
quite
to,
there yet. Yeah.
Not there yet. Okay.
Not quite. Almost. Almost. So look out and feel everything around that beautiful co-op and go, yeah, I'm creating this and even more in the place that I'm going to. Yeah. This is what I want. And I'm taking this and I'm expanding it into wherever I go.
Okay.
I don't think,
okay,
can you feel that you haven't quite done that?
Yeah, not quite. I think there's a little bit of fear around leaving the city and maybe being alone and not having people I know around me. So that's,
well, there you
fear
go.
Around.
But it's
yeah.
going to be a very good move for you, Shira.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, I sense it. I just need to maybe get the rest of my mind on board. Yeah.
You
okay.
Need to get your heart on board, baby.
Mm.
Not your mind, your heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Thanks so much, Dee.
You bet. All right, we are going to Ryan in San Diego. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, beautiful.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How about you?
I'm so fabulous. I can't stand it. You know what I did yesterday? I decorated my house for Christmas, and I started wrapping presents. I was in my happy place, boy.
I've been going through my pictures, picking the best ones from this year, and I'm in the same happy place.
Yeah, good. Yeah, those pictures you've been sending me, just gorgeous, honey.
Oh, yeah, that was such a joy to get the opportunity to shoot the Golden Gate Bridge from under it. That was,
oh,
it was
my
beautiful.
God, it was a beautiful shot, too. All right, what's your question?
Let's see, just a little issue with some pain in my left foot.
Pain in, well, yeah, and it has something to do with your creativity. Okay, first thing I heard, Ryan, is you're ready to expand and you're not stepping into your expansion. So what's the holdup? What's the fear?
Probably that I'm not sure I can handle the success.
I get a big yes on that. Why the hell do you not think you could handle the success? Who's in charge of that?
I am.
Yeah, you are. So if things start going too fast, like me, you can go, you know what? I need to take this month off. Warren laughs at me when I say that because I'm so booked with podcasts for the new book coming out and stuff. But I'm not traveling anywhere. You know, I get to stay in my home, which makes that's my happy place. So, again, guys, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like you're holding back a little, if you're feeling anything that's not making you jump in and do the hokey pokey all the way around what you want, then you have got to, and remember back to the first of the show around genetic intellect, it says, I can never be God. That's what they're talking about, they're saying. You have to know unconditionally you're the God of you that gets to direct your own life. There's nothing outside of your power. And when I ask if there's anything else, Ryan, I get a no. So I am stepping, hold on, the words, purposefully and securely into my expansion as an artist.
All right.
Got it?
Got it. Thank you so much.
Yep. And that goes for all of us into whatever we're stepping into, guys. All of us. Marilyn in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks
Hi,
so much
darling.
For taking my call.
Uh-huh.
So my question is that I, 3.5 years ago, made an investment in a technology product through a sort of friend acquaintance who promised to return that, you know, 15-fold in 3 years. And then I guess COVID hit. There were some other delays. There was a lawsuit. There was a lot of stuff that happened with the patent. But this technology, you know, is supposed to be taking off. And now she's saying that, well, you'll be getting your money soon, but it's been 3.5 years. And I'm just wondering if you can pick up anything around this. Is she being truthful with me?
Is she being truthful with you? That's not the right question. Does she think she's being truthful with you? Yes. And it's not based in fact. It's based in hope. And they're showing me a similar thing that happened with my older brother. And they kept him hopeful and stringing him along literally for years. Is that the same case with you? I get a no. So what's the highest thing to know around you getting your money? Well, first thing that came in, Marilyn, is that you will get it, and not in the way that you perceived it would happen.
No.
What does that mean to you?
Well, there was the technology was supposed to be, you know, created and then take off as a technology, and that was to be the return. And then there was a lawsuit, I'm not exactly sure, over the patent or something. And then I guess a bank is supposed to be paying the inventor because they misused his patent. Does that sound right? And so the money
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the money will be coming through this lawsuit.
Yes, what you want to focus on is that you joyfully get the return and more on the money that you invested.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I do want
not
to.
On
yeah.
Not on the fear of, oh, my God, what's going to happen to it? Am I going to get it? Am I, you know. Just,
yes.
Again, guys, I cannot underline this enough. Be open to all the possibilities. The universe will create it better for you in a way that you never imagined if you just hold the alignment around the completion and the love around it.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I can feel that.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's crazy to watch. It's crazy awesome to watch. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yep, you bet.
Bye.
Okay, and we are going to LaVon in Reno. Hello, darling.
Hello, Dee Dee. Well, I'm calling to ask about this pain in my ass that keeps coming back. I know that's really rough talk for me, right? But gosh, I've just had it.
Well, I can tell you, you are not an asshole, LaVon.
So. Oh, well, thank you so much. It interrupts my sleep. I keep coming up with things that are interrupting my sleep, like sleep apnea and tingly fingers at night. And,
yeah, I'm going
but
back
to pain in my ass.
I'm going back to our very first caller. You're afraid to let go. Your soul is trying to fly some places and learn some stuff and bring it back to you. And you're just afraid to go under enough to let go. Is that what's going on with me? Oh, my God.
Ooh,
well,
bunch of us.
Yeah, and well,
let's all
you know.
Together.
Yeah, let's
all fly some flights together.
Okay.
Let's go to class on the other side.
Okay, we're going to go up and have a big party tonight.
You bet. You
okay?
Bet.
And we're going to let go. We're going to know that this is all past life stuff about.
That's exactly what I keep getting, past life.
Yeah, but it's past life stuff around the fear that if we let go, we won't come back.
And I've done that several times. So bad on the other side. It's really nice, but I'm not done here yet.
And you're the director of that. Your soul gets to choose. You know that when you leave.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So know you can leave and remain vitally alive and expand even more as you enter your body into coming back into this plane again. Well,
I like it.
Sure as hell use it tonight. Yeah.
Me
that
too.
Makes
I'll
a
be
lot
there with
of
you.
Sense to me. That makes so much sense to me. Okay, I'll see you up there, LaVon.
All right, and my sweetie Chuck says hi.
Oh, you tell your sweetie Chuck hi back.
Okay. All right.
All right,
so
baby.
Much. Love you.
I love you. Wow. Isn't that interesting that that's going on with so many of us? Ooh, I think it's exciting. Anya, did I bring you on already?
Nope, not me.
Well, I did in my mind. That's so weird. I went, I've already talked to her. So
good job.
So
you're a
I
hell
can't.
Of a
well, I can't wait to hear what you're going to ask now.
Oh my God! So there have been so many people that I've been talking to. I'm writing like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Okay, so it's kind of a two-parter. You've been using Pendulum for years. I've been using Pendulum for years, and I have a friend that is in our age bracket, which shall remain unnamed, whose mother was like a fanatic with the pendulum. She didn't, it never left her hand. My friend has the idea and was told that the pendulum brings in not only the positive energy, but it brings in dark energy too. And I'm going, huh?
Bullshit.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm going, I always work around the creation formula, asking for highest truth. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever dream there was any dark energy that it could also be associated with.
Well, Anya, as you believe, that's why they believe it, because they had the belief, and so they created the experience.
I guess so, because her mother was a tad odd to begin with, and my friend said when she walked into her mom's house, it just felt really bad and just felt creepy and dark energy in there. But I'm not going to try to convince her of anything, so it's just like,
No. Thank you for sharing. You get to have your beliefs. I know, because I am the God of me, that I only bring the highest information in through divine love.
Sure.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. So part two is I have been in a transition period since my 5-plus-year job ended on March 4th. I have needed the time. And I've been getting some really cool messages about what's coming up. A friend of mine was talking to me and she says, funny the song, hi ho, it's off to work we go. Or I go, and so it wasn't for her, it was for me. So through a set of circumstances that I'm not going to go into, even though it's a really cool story, I was guided to a part-time job. And then the interview is tomorrow morning. It's a person that I know in a place that I know that I would be comfortable in. And I wanted to know anything that the channel might be getting around this job.
I can tell you it's a good match for you.
Okay.
You're open to it. There's one little fear that it might take your freedom away.
Yes, I've really enjoyed that. I can't lie.
Well, so your freedom is that you are in charge of your own creation.
Yes.
So I am creating this job, and I love it, and I love the people that I'm working with, and it is creating even more freedom in my life to do everything I want to do. You see, guys, you think one thing cancels out the other instead of asking for it all.
Exactly. And everybody that's come on today, it's feel love around doing it all. That working somewhere will cancel creativity. So the third little chunk is that I am also looking at, we'll just say it that way, stepping into my power as an artist. And I can feel like it feels like home in my little room upstairs.
I was going to say, you're already there. It's not the stepping into your power as an artist. It's stepping into the business that comes with it.
Yes, agreed. Yep.
See, I know that one really well from being an actor.
Yep.
If people just call me and go, hi, do you want to do this part and here's the money? But the dog and pony show of the audition process and negotiating and all that, I had to teach myself. Now, let me tell all of you, Ryan, you're coming up for me too. If you're very clear about your self-worth, then the negotiation process and the business is easy.
Yeah.
But what happens is, oh my God, am I worth this? I should be asking for this. Everybody tells me I'm worth this. I shouldn't be working for that. I shouldn't be selling my art for that. Then it's not fun. But if you go, hey, I'm worth $100 an hour. or my painting's worth a grand. And I know that. I've researched, and I'm comfortable that not only am I giving art out that's going to make people happy and happier in the world, and for that exchange, I'm receiving a fair amount of money back. And if you don't want to pay it, I get it. That's fine. No judgment. Oh, another person will come along who will. But exactly. I know that this is the fair exchange. Then the business part becomes a lot more fun.
Because the I have zippity doodah, like, and when I'm using business and its actual, like, the nuts and bolts of, oh, a website or Etsy or eBay or any of that stuff, I am clueless about that. But then I also realize I can create people that can come help me with that.
That's what I do. Do you think that I'm putting all these webinars and programs and graphics together? No, I have the amazing Lauren. I thank God every day that I have Lauren, and you guys should too. She helps. I come up with so much to create, and then she puts it into form for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, my guy, Lanny, he loves putting stuff into form. That's what he loves to do. I don't. I love to create the programs and bring in the information and then have somebody else do the graphics.
Yes.
So wherever your boat is stoked, right, that's where you want to go. And if it's not, get somebody to help you. And let me tell you, Anya, there's so many college kids looking for part-time jobs and looking for credits and people that will give them references that know how to do all this stuff in the blink of an eye, half asleep.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Okay.
That's a great idea. Yep.
All right. All right. We got to go. All right, guys. Love you all. What an amazing show, boy. Listen to the messages from today's show, guys. Move into your empowerment. Step into it. Write down everything you want. Feel a lot of love around it. And know that you're the creator of you. Choose what you want. Let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.